This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Finding the words to express ourselves can sometimes be tricky, but trying to find the words to describe our sexual identities in a second language where some words aren't fully translatable, well, that's even more challenging. Last summer, Asian Health Services, an Oakland-based community clinic, had an idea to create a glossary of LGBTQ terms translated to Burmese, Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean. The guide was originally meant for doctors and translators, but it's proving useful in other ways, too. In this next piece, we'll hear from one of the glossary's creators and one of its users.
My name is Carrie Kay, and I am a family medicine doctor, and I work here at Asian Health Services. So the glossary started off because I was seeing some LGBT patients, and I would get to these words, and I wouldn't be, you know, we'd have to look it up each time, even words like gay or lesbian, you know, in different languages, because we serve like 11, 12 languages here. It's, you know, almost each time I would say the word and I would wonder whether my translator was having a hard time.
Transgender, chuyển đổi giới tính.
My name is Lotus Dao and my Vietnamese name is Do Nhu. I am a transgender man and I also identify as queer. So chuyển, the first word, means change. And then giới is what in English we might consider gender or sex. And tính is your attraction and your sexual orientation. It's difficult to translate because I think technically the translation is you're changing your sexuality and your gender. But for me, I don't think that's always has to be together. You have like straight transgender people, lesbian transgender people, like gay transgender people.
Alienation, 폐진체.
I think language is very important. I think it is particularly important in America and in a lot of Western European cultures. Whereas I think in the home, like my home, the sort of typical way of communication is very nonverbal. And for me as a second generation person, that can be very distressing because if I'm growing up and I'm like, but I'm a lesbian, damn it. And my, you know, and my mom's like, don't talk about it. Then I'll be like, why? So I think language is very important, especially in the context that I'm living right now.
Coming out. Coming out.
When I attempted to come out the first time in high school, I was actually going through social media and reading about how a lot of people were coming out to their parents. And a lot of these people tended to be non-Asian. And they would be like, I told my mom I was a lesbian. And either it was like I got kicked out or either it was like they embraced me, you know. And so, but the motto of coming out was this sort of big declaration and this big verbal statement and kind of like a take it or leave it. And if there's like words that we don't know or words that I don't know how to have a conversation with my mother, then it is really complicated. And so for her response and my experience was that she was quiet and she started crying.
Family support. Mizazuma api lakamushiche.
But more recently when my mother and I reconnected, she told me that the reason why she didn't say anything was because she was already experiencing herself racism and she didn't call it that, but she was like, life is hard for people like us. She would say it like that, like people like us. And she realized that it would be twice as hard for me. It shows that there's so much unsaid, you know, when we can't have those conversations or we can't even find a common language, then it just sort of sits there like still water and then it gets all infested and full of mosquitoes.
acceptance, 집사오.
I can see the glossary to be a way to help young people communicate with their parents too. I think what we've worked hard with the glossary to do is to make sure the words aren't like colloquial terms or negative terms, but we've really tried to make sure that the words are, you know, respectful terms.
Mental health services, dịch vụ sức khỏe tâm thần.
I don't know if this is like actually how things are defined, but I see health as a part of wellness. And for me, how I measure my wellness is how aligned I am with being my whole self. And so that balance definitely includes the English and Vietnamese parts of me. I feel like a lot of the healing that I have to do in with my family is in Vietnamese. And so having the words for it is priceless.